You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 and 26. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant." We cannot do things the way the people of the world, the way they do it. We are not to look at the world and emulate them. But that seems to be what the church is doing today. We are looking at the world and we are emulating them. In fact, we want to replicate their political system in the church. Politicians, when they are coming, they come in flashy cars with securities, with people worshiping them literally, and so on. We are basically doing the same thing today in the name of the Lord. May God have mercy on us. So you see that a lot of preachers want to have that kind of influence, that kind of worship. Jesus says, it must not be so among you. As individuals, you are not to copy the way they do things in the world. Maybe you are in a trade. There is a way they do that trade. There are deceptions and lies of that trade that you have learned. But because you are in Christ Jesus, it must not be so with you. It must be different. You know, I've often wondered, when I see people who claim to be Christians who are going into politics or contesting elections, and then they abuse people, they call each other names, they say all manner of things against their opponent. And I'm asking myself, is this person a child of God? The fact that you are seeking a political position, should you abuse people? And should you not even acknowledge when your opponent have done right? Brethren, it should not be so amongst us. We must be able to contest election without abusing our opponent, without using foolish words against our opponent. You can say things that are based on fact, but to call your opponent names and abuse your opponent and say all manner of evil, that is not Christian. How can you say that you are a child of God and then you are doing that? We don't do that. Who told you that you can't win an election without necessarily criticizing your opponent? Just present your own program and leave the people to decide. You don't have to attack the other people. That's what they do in the world. And that's why we are not finding God's people in political sphere, because God is not going to work using the arms of the flesh, using the ways of the world. God is looking for people who can use the principles of the kingdom, who can stand on the principles of the kingdom, and that will be their guiding principle. We are not to do things the way the people of the world do it. Jesus said, no, there's a way they do things. He said, it must not be so among you. Even in leadership, he said, no, it's not about lording it over people. It's not about people worshiping you, doing all kinds of things to you. It's about you becoming servant. And he demonstrated this by himself washing the feet of his disciples. Oh, you really need to understand what Jesus was showing us. It's truly about servanthood. It's not today that men who are bosses are saying, oh, I'm a servant. I'm a servant of God. No, how many preachers comes across to you in all sincerity as a servant? How many preacher comes to you in that form? That if you will really be honest to yourself, that you say, oh, this man is truly a servant amongst us. How many preacher can you see that can come so low as to join you in cleaning the chairs? In fact, many preachers feel they are even too big to attend Sunday school. And that should be the work of a preacher, to teach. Yet, many pastors will never attend adult Sunday school. They are going to sit down in the office. I don't know what they are doing in the office. They are just going to sit down there. But Jesus said, it must not be so among you. Why all this class that we are doing and everybody is feeling like he's big, he's a big man of God and so on. It's alien to the gospel. That was why Peter was the one that was sent to go and prepare the supper, and John. You would think that Jesus should have sent other disciples who are lower ranked. But it was Peter and John. He said, go and get ready, the place that we are going to use. So Peter prepared the food that Judas is coming to eat. May God give us understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.